Now, commercial rates in Kerry are set to be revalued. This follows the deferral of the National Revaluation Programme due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Residential property and agricultural lands aren't traceable, so won't be affected. Commercial rates, they're imposed by the local authorities by reference to the rateable value of each property as determined by the Valuation Office. The National Revaluation Programme provides for the ongoing revaluation of all relatable property. The Commissioner of Valuation has now revoked the valuation orders made for Kerry and six other counties and made new orders to allow for revaluations. All occupiers of rated property in Kerry are going to receive a proposed valuation certificate shortly, stating the proposed valuation in relation to their property. A valuation manager has been appointed to assess the value of each rateable property as of February the 1st, 2022. And it's envisaged new valuations will be published on September 22nd, 2023 and will become effective for rating purposes from the 1st of January 2022. 24. Now, we're told these revaluations will take account of contemporary rental levels. While an individual's occupier rates liability may increase or decrease, the revaluation will not increase the overall commercial rates income to Kerry County Council. With me in the line to talk about this is Councillor Michael Cahill of Fianna Fáil, who has his own ideas on how this should be organised and what should be done. Michael, good morning to you. No, I think
Thank
we have...
listeners.
Sorry, Michael, can you hear me? I can just hear you. Didn't hear you at the start there. Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry. Can hear
yes.
you clearly.
Okay,
good
great.
Morning.
Okay, this process is underway. Letters will be going out to all businesses that have rateable properties. What's your view on how this should be organised?
Yeah, well, first of all, can I just say that, you know, commercial rates revaluation takes place, is supposed to take place every 5 to 10 years. This will be new for many of the elected members as... The last revaluation was back in 2009. Obviously, COVID impacted on dates there. Quite recently, we had a presentation by a person by the name of Declan Lavelle. He's the head of Valuation Services and the Valuation Office, and where I and others called for a fair and equitable rate system based not on property value or property rental value, but on the turnover and the profit generated by businesses. And as you already know, Jerry, yourself in Kerry here, property values vary from area to area and town to town, village to village, and turnover and profit does not follow the same pattern. I kind of outlined this at the meeting, as indeed so did some of my colleagues. You know, some areas in the county have a vastly different season span, and the footfall is much greater in some places in comparison to others.
Yeah.
This year, the season was very patchy, right around the tourist season, that is. And this was outlined by I and a number of the councillors at the meeting with Declan Lavelle. And it also applies, I must say, to within towns. Like, for example, town centres can be way busier than streets in the outskirts of the town. Councillor Callaghan and others in Killarney raised that matter as well, and I just want to say that I also raised the issue of the skyrocketing fuel prices, oil, gas, electricity, etc. And well, it will seriously affect businesses' ability to pay, and unfortunately, I believe will cause some cease trading and close. And I'm extremely worried about this. Like, many businesses are already struggling, so we have to be very careful here. And I do know that, the Fianna Fáil members will be meeting in advance of the council meeting where this will be on the agenda. And no doubt other councillors and parties will be meeting also. Like this, we are in the midst of the greatest cost of living crisis of our time. We've seen where the budget has been brought forward this year. And I believe the Valuation Office and the government need to take this into consideration. Like, the businesses closed are good to no one. And that is what I'm worried about. Like, and people are on their knees, businesses are on their knees in many parts of our county, not just in rural areas, but also in our main towns and villages, etc.
And do you think, though, that valuation, that the rate should be reduced?
Like, what we were told, that many will stay the same, some will go up, some will come down. So, look, I specifically posed the question in regards to the massive increases in oil, gas, electricity, etc. And as we are all aware, they're going to increase further. So, look, something has to be done because businesses cannot keep paying out all the time, like, especially if, you know, if business is back, like, you know, and COVID is not quite finished yet, obviously, but we're we've lockdowns and everything, like, and people are trying to.
Sure, but surely the government will be announcing, like, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking this morning about support packages for business, that it will be there and it will be comprehensive to deal with that crisis. If you go reducing rates to try and reflect the situation of the moment or the year, then do you risk hollowing out the amount of money a local authority has to do its business?
Obviously, that has to be taken into consideration. Rates, you know, would be approximately, I'm generalising, 30% of the local authority income. And, look, the council have to pay for services too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be extremely difficult for all members because we have a say in this. You know, it's the rateable valuation of individual properties is determined by the valuation office, whereas, you know, the rates... contribution is actually set by the elected members. So, you know, we have to be careful, Jerry, because we're really entering uncharted waters, and I'm concerned, as indeed all my colleagues are as well, you know. So this has to pan out yet, like, you know, and there'll be a lot of meetings, I'm sure, in regards to it. And but we have to, you know, we have to take into consideration the businesses that are under enormous pressure out there going forward, like, you know.
Okay. To keep them. You're also, Michael, looking for, within the county, changes to be made in terms of the areas, as you mentioned at the start. So you're suggesting that, let's say, popular places with long seasons and large footfall, businesses in those areas would pay more rates than, let's say, other places that have less people, less business, less retail going on, less crowds, making less money effectively, that they wouldn't pay the same rates?
I believe those that are earning more and making a much greater profit should pay a bit more than the rest. Obviously, we can't, you know, hit them for everything. You know, there has to be some form of cap. But, like, there's no point in having a system where you have a business in one area, same size, same valuation, Maria, like, you know, whereas we actually really know deep down that the valuations vary from area to area, as I've outlined already. But I don't see...
Yeah, you don't see them. So are you talking there then, look, just to part, are you saying, let's say, businesses in Killarney would pay less than businesses in Beaufort?
I'm saying where businesses are making a much greater profit than other businesses, they should be paying a bit more than the... For example, what I was trying to say to you there, Jerry, when I got cut off there, was that a business that's making $1 million profit should be paying more than a business that's making 30,000 or 40,000 profit, obviously.
Mm.
I believe it should be based on ability to pay.
Okay. All right.
You know,
That's your view on where things need to go here. Look, the process goes from here. It goes on to the letters arriving out to businesses. There'll be a publication of the new valuation list for each rating authority area in around 10 days' time. And the new valuations become effective for rates purposes across the relevant local authorities on the 1st of January 2024. So that's where things stand.
And Jerry, can I just say there as well, it's important that there is an appeal mechanism as well.
Yeah.
That individual businesses can appeal, and there's a time frame for that. And also, Declan Lavelle said the last day that they will meet with the chambers in the different towns and the business community as well. And there's walking clinics and all of that as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I think Radio Kerry carried that yesterday, actually.
Sure, yeah, the whole process will take about a year from here. So the issuing of proposed valuation rates to ratepayers will be in the next 10 or so days. You can appeal that within 40 days of issue. Then it goes to next year, the issuing of the final valuation certificates next September, publication of the rate lists, and then the new valuation become effective on the 1st of January 2024. So it's a process that takes quite some time. There'll be more information on this for you, and my thanks to you, Councillor Michael Cahill, this morning for talking to us in relation to that.